As college students earn their degrees this spring, they are now facing staggering unemployment rates thanks to the pandemic. In April, Nevada's unemployment rate was the highest in the nation at 28.2%. KUNR's Jaden Perez talked with students and staff at the University of Nevada, Reno about how they're grappling with the drastic changes to the workforce that are still unfolding.
Gabino Salinas is a fifth-year student at UNR. He's graduating in May with bachelor's degrees in biology and Spanish. Before the pandemic, he was going to work in Reno over the summer, but now he has concerns.
I am worried about job prospects after graduation just because there's such a high unemployment right now that it's going to be really competitive.
Salinas is not currently working. If he doesn't find a position at a nonprofit organization, which would be his preference, he says he would look for other positions where he would apply his biology degree.
Even if I have to do like any sort of work, I will settle for anything I have to do in order to pay the bills, but I'll usually keep looking for something that's aligned with my personal mission.
Even though the campus was closed for much of the spring semester, UNR has worked to provide graduating seniors with resume assistance and job guidance. Peter Martinez is with the Nevada Career Studio. He works with a variety of college students to get them prepared for the workforce.
You know, we still want our students to have the opportunity to continue building those skills, you know, continuing to gain that, you know, relevant job experience, so where when their preferred employer says, yep, we are going to be hiring once again, you know, we have applications open, then we want our students to say, yep, I have the experience.
However, not all seniors are in the same position. Each profession has been impacted differently by the pandemic, which has caused confusion for some who are entering the summer without a position planned in advance.
We do have a small handful of those who will be graduating. And so one thing that I've also been hearing from them is their current internship employers have been able to hopefully some extend some hours into the summer. But then some folks are wondering, where can I apply to, you know, who is actually hiring?
Problems with a turbulent workforce aren't isolated to UNR graduates or this pandemic. Sankar Mukhopadhyay is a professor of economics at UNR. He has studied data on past recessions and how they impact college graduates. Because data on the Great Recession in 2008 is still being collected, we have to look back a little further. One such study published in 2010 is by Lisa Kahn, a professor of economics at the University of Rochester. She studied a recession that occurred in the U.S. in the early 80s and people who graduated before, during, and after the event. What she found was that those graduates didn't have their job search impacted, but their wages did suffer. According to the study, wages could be reduced by a range of 1 to 20%. This effect is long-lasting, and the degree of the impact can vary.
It's not just that effect is there for a year or two, and then when the economy gets better, the effect kind of goes away and you are back on track. So what she found is that even 15 years after graduation, the people who graduate during the recessions, they earn about 2% less than people who graduated during a normal year.
It is important to note that this research was conducted on a recession caused by more natural economic forces, while what's happening due to the COVID-19 pandemic is an anomaly. However, graduating during a recession doesn't determine the outcome for all graduates. If graduates enter the workforce matched with the right employer for their skill set, then that can offset some of the negative effects. Mukhopadhyay also mentioned that this process is usually slow. Not everyone will find their match.
Labor economists now think that why different people earn different amounts is determined by employer-employee matches. And when you have sort of less number of jobs, then simply the matches are not as good.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Nevada's April unemployment rate is the highest in state history. For KUNR News, I'm Jaden Perez.
As a note of disclosure, the license to this station is owned by the Board of Regents for the Nevada System of Higher Education.